Looking forward and back. What are you looking forward to in 2019? There are a lot of things I'm looking forward to in 2019. One of them is to get a new car. I've been saving up for it for a while. Once I get the car, I can't wait to drive it around. Especially, I've been wanting to go to Nagano. I heard it's a great place to go for a drive. It seems the best season is in summer because you can see a lot of beautiful nature. There are some things I'm looking forward to in 2019. One of them is to move to a new place. I've been thinking about it for a while now. The place I want to move is around Yagoto area. The reason is, it's safe and there are a lot of cool stores. Once I move, I'll be busy settling in. I hope I'll be comfortable in my new home by middle of the year. What do you have to do in 2019? There are a few things I need to do in 2019. The most urgent thing is to see a doctor. I've been having a stomach ache for a while now. I'm not sure why, but it makes me worry that there might be something wrong. I hope it's nothing serious. There's really nothing important I have to do. Wait, let me think. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. I have to study for the TOEIC exam. I've been putting it off since last year. To tell you the truth, I don't feel like taking it because it's the most boring test in the world. But I'm required to take it for my job. It's mandatory that all managers take it every 3 years. I think it's ridiculous. Looking back on 2018, how did it turn out? Looking back on 2018, I think it turned out okay. One good thing was I got to start yoga lesson. I had been wanting to start it for a while. I realized yoga is really good for me. I was able to get rid of my backache since I started. I suffered from my backache for a long time, so when I was cured, I was truly happy. I couldn't be happier. Looking back on 2018, it didn't turn out the way I hoped. I was supposed to study harder for my accounting license, but I got lazy. I know I could have studied harder. I regret that I saw all seasons of drama lost. It was too addictive. I couldn't help it. I would have studied if I had not started watching that drama. So it's not really my fault. The drama was too good.